He says the Political Action Committee TRIMPAC was anything but secretive about what it was up to. He read from a TRIMPAC brochure that went out to corporate executives.
Rather than just paying for overhead, which is all that is allowable under Texas law, overhead, your support will fund a series of productive and innovative activities. And they go on to list four activities, all of which are really defined as political activities under Texas law.
You mean so, spelled out?
Spelled
Give
out.
Us one good
Candidate
example.
Evaluation recruitment, message development and communication. These activities cannot be paid for with corporate dollars
and
under
it,
Texas law.
But that very point is being challenged. DeLay's fellow Texan, Republican Congressman John Carter says whether the law was broken depends on what your definition of administrative is.
No court has actually defined clearly what administrative purposes is.
We showed him TRIMPAC's brochure with the statement of how the corporate funds would be spent.
Active candidate evaluation and recruitment, message development, market research and issue development. I mean, how is that administrative?
Well, active candidate evaluation and recruitment, that's a party administrative procedure. That's a party
function. See, I thought administration was the running of the office, the Xerox machine, paying bills.
This is what the court has to rule on.
So this is...
If they find all these things are administrative, mm-hmm. there'll be no convictions in this case.
What we're talking about is almost a technicality. It appears, on the surface anyway, to revolve around a definition of administrative.
We're not talking about Mother Teresa here, who gets caught for turning right on a red light in a state that doesn't allow such a thing. The history of Tom DeLay in Congress is that he's pushed every envelope. It is often the case that powerful people get their comeuppance because of something that a lot of people would see as a technicality.
Case in point is what happened to another Texan, Democrat Jim Wright.
I will resign.
Who was forced to resign as Speaker of the House and from Congress in 1989.
When you look back at what brought down the most powerful member of Congress, Jim Wright, which was publishing a book and having a bunch of copies go on bulk sales to people who then gave him royalties through some kind of subterranean process, wasn't even a violation of a law or a specific ethics rule. It was just the general sense that this is not how a member of Congress behaves. It was murkier than what we have now.
Do you think this is in the back of the Republicans' minds now that, you know, it happened to Jim Wright? Uh-oh, we better take steps to make sure that doesn't happen here?
It's not in the backs of their minds about Jim Wright. It's in the front of their minds. They see the parallel here, and they want to be sure this doesn't happen.
Meanwhile, in Texas, three of the indicted companies have agreed to cooperate with the investigation. And lawyers following the case say the prosecutor may try and flip the two DeLay associates indicted in the case, offering Jim Ellis and TRIMPAC Executive Director John Colleandro a deal in exchange for evidence against DeLay.
It feels as though you're circling Tom DeLay, just making a big circle right around him with him in the bullseye.
Well, this is an ongoing investigation, and I really can't comment in any more detail about any place that the investigation might go.
A good district attorney can indict a ham sandwich if he wants to, and Mr. Earle understands that.
What are you trying to say? Are you saying
the accusations harm as much as the convictions?
But you're also
because all you have right now is accusations, and we're having an interview on a national television show about accusations, so they're obviously harmful, or it wouldn't be news.
But are you also saying that he deliberately?
No, I don't know whether he deliberately does it or not. I just know that you've seen a history that seems that way.
Congressman Carter is alluding to the charge made by DeLay and other Republicans that Ronnie Earle's motives are partisan. And he points to Earle's unsuccessful attempt to prosecute Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison on ethics charges.
She would say today, and she has said, and I'm quoting her directly, I know he prosecutes for political purposes. He did it to me.
I'm not surprised that she would say that. That's pretty much what other politicians that I've prosecuted have said.
But do you feel that that example casts a shadow over this case and these indictments?
That was one case. There have been somewhere around 15 cases involving elected officials that my office has prosecuted.
Of the 15, 12 were Democrats, 3 were Republican. But now he's dealing with one of the most powerful politicians in the country.
Bronny Earl is trying to criminalize politics.
That's a charge we tried to ask the congressman about at a news conference in Washington that he had called to talk about something else, children left stranded by the tsunami.
Can I ask you about Ronny Earl? What is your real charge here? You seem to be suggesting he's doing a whole investigation just to get Republicans. Is that really what your charge is?
I know CBS likes to create news, but we are here to talk about children.
He ignored my question, and Congressman Foley of Florida stepped in.
We'll ask those questions and answer them later.
When will you answer the questions?
We are not talking about Mr. DeLay today.
Well, we are. I'd like to know when you're going to answer
the
questions.
Thank you very much.
When will you get the tsunami?
Ronny Earl has been attacked as a self-promoter and a crackpot. Hard sells in Texas, where he has a reputation as a Mr. Clean.
I'm just doing my job. The law says that it's a felony for corporations to contribute money to political campaigns. My job is to prosecute felonies.
Now, some people might say, you know, all these Republicans did was try to get elected. And, you know, politics ain't beanbag, as we've heard many times. They just played hard.
You bet. I think that's great. The problem here is we believe that the law was broken in the process. That's the point. The law was broken.